The history of rock and roll looks at country rock and a classic recording made in 1956 by Gene Vincent.
Well, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she. My baby, my baby, my baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she my baby, my baby, my baby. Let's rock! She's the woman with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock again now.
Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby.
Gene Vincent, who dreamed up the song while reading a Little Lulu comic book. He named his band the Blue Caps after seeing President Eisenhower wear one on the golf course. Gene Vincent.
They had a contest they were holding in Capitol Records. And I didn't want to enter into the contest, but my mother, I insisted. So I entered into a song called Bebop-a-Lula. There was only three original songs in it, and Bebop-a-Lula was one. And it won the contest, and I recorded it in Nashville, Tennessee.
Bebop-a-Lula was the first of a string of rockabilly hits for Gene Vincent, which included Lotta Lovin' and Dance to the Bop. Then, in 1957, a year after Bebop-a-Lula, a couple of West Texas State College students formed their own rockabilly band. One was Buddy Knox.
We just call ourselves just Buddy Knox, Jimmy Bowen, the Rhythm Orchids. We couldn't get anyone to listen to our records, so we started our own record company. And the songs went up on the charts at home, and they didn't show up on charts anywhere else. So New York called to find out why, and we told them why and signed contracts with them. I think Party Doll was about a week later.
Well, all I want is Party Doll. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever-loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my Party Doll. Come along and be my Party Doll. Love to me, she had blonde hair and eyes blue. Maybe I wanna have a party with you. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you.
Derek's I'll Make Love to You made Party Doll a controversial record in 1957. In fact, several stations banned it completely. It was the first of a half dozen rockabilly hits for Buddy Knox, which included Hula Love, Somebody Touched Me, and Lovey Dovey. Party Doll was recorded in the Norman Petty Studios in Clovis, New Mexico, where a few months later, another West Texas singer in the country rock bag was to cut the song that launched his incredible career. This is the voice of that singer.
Well, home is in Lubbock, Texas, and I'll be going back just as soon as I can get a plane out of New York.
The story of Buddy Holly, next on The History of Rock and Roll. The History of Rock and Roll returns to 1958 with Dick Clark on American Bandstand.
America's very, how can I put it, a man who creates songs, performs them, has a great deal to do with the activities of our music world. And he's still a very young man, and a successful one at that. A choral recording star whom you met last Saturday, singing Heartbeat. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Buddy Holly. Buddy, nice to see you again. You know, actually, I think we're going to get more time to talk today than we got last Saturday.
Well, that'll be fine.
It was kind of a screaming day. You know, I got tangled up in my introduction to you because I know of some of the things you've done, but I don't know all of your activities. How many songs have you written?
I couldn't hardly say right now, Dick. It'd take me a few minutes to think back and think of how many there were. But I guess altogether it's been about 15 or 20.
Really, that many? How old are you, buddy?
22.
That's a lot of writing in a short length of time. Tell me about the formation of the Crickets. Let us bring the Crickets on, the fellows who worked with you.
Okie dokie. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the group. Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
The first one here is Jerry Allison.
Jerry, nice to see you.
And he's the drummer for the Crickets, and then Joe Malden, the bass player.
Nice to see you. How long's this operation been going on?
About a year and a half, nearly close to 2 years now.
You know, I remember very well, I would say the first thing that was the first thing I knew about that you did, That'll Be the Day. Was it the first record you ever made?
Well, actually it was. It was a group of the Crickets. It was our first one.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye, yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby, still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye, yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye, yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry, you say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day.
That'll Be the Day, a song later revived by Linda Ronstadt, was the first million seller for the Crickets, a West Texas band led by one of rock's most legendary figures, Buddy Holly. After developing Western bop in the early 50s, Buddy moved on to perfect a vocal trademark, a singing style copied by many performers, from Tommy Roe to Bob Dylan, a style known as the Holly Hiccup. Listen now to excerpts from other Buddy Holly records.
Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Maybe, baby, I'll have you. Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, me early in the morning one of these days. Oh yeah, well you're gonna want me early in the morning when I'm awake.
The history of rock and roll now takes you backstage to the Show of Stars at the Topeka, Kansas Municipal Auditorium. It's the fall of 1957, and a shy young singer with black horn-rimmed glasses talks about his records. This is the voice of Buddy Holly.
Well, we have three records going right now. Of course, the first one was That'll Be the Day. That's the first one we released. On one. Then we have a new one out by the Crickets called Oh Boy and Not Fade Away. And then there's one out. It's the same group, but it's under my name. I don't know why they did it that way, but they put one out under my name called Peggy Sue and Every Day.
Crickets drummer Jerry Allison, who wrote Peggy Sue about the girl he later married, talks about the formation of the group.
We started playing together in school, and we all played dances and that around Texas. And we went to Clovis, New Mexico, which is a town about 100 miles away from Lubbock, and cut some records. Well, we went to Dallas, cut records one time, and sent them off, and finally got a record deal. And just sort of was wasn't much else to do in West Texas.
All of my love, all of my kissing. Don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy.
The whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and shadows are falling. You can hear my heart
you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of loving makes everything right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All of my love, all of my kissing. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me.
Buddy Holly and Alan Freed, 1958.
Gee, last time I saw, I guess I haven't seen you since our tour, have I?
About in April, wasn't it?
I think somewhere around
there. Been a while, huh?
Yes, it has been. What have you been doing and where you been?
Well, we haven't been working all summer, Alan. We've just been kind of loafing and taking it easy and running around some, enjoying the what we hadn't enjoyed for the whole year previous, you know, all the work going on.
Oh, boy, you worked hard that year, buddy.
So we're getting ready to start in some new work now.
You going on tour again?
And I think so, uh-huh.
Buddy, we had a lot of fun. We did a lot of flying.
Yeah, we sure did.
And
you know,
Joe,
I was just in
Joe.
The town the other day in Cincinnati. Remember when we landed there and the helicopter had crashed that day that we got in there?
That's right.
And we took the ride in there from the airport. It reminded me of when we landed.
Buddy, we played, I think we rode every kind of airplane there was imagined.
We sure did.
Those DC-3s were really something.
With the...
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Without the seat belts, we'd have been right through the top. That's
sure.
For sure. Buddy, we had a lot of fun together, and I hope we're going to have a lot of fun together in the future, too, because you're just a wonderful guy, and say hello to Joe.
Okay.
Joe Bottom. Is it Joe?
Joe Bias.
Joe Bias.
Uh-huh.
This is the fellow with the bass fiddle. And we call him Joe Bias because he always was saying, buy us a Coke.
Mm-hmm. Buy us something.
Buy us something. Buy us a candy bar. Well, we had a lot of fun together. And, buddy, let's get together soon. And thank you so much for being with us. All
thank you, Alan. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. Buddy.
There you go, and baby, here am I. Oh, well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. And baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
It Really Doesn't Matter Anymore, written by Paul Anka and sung by Buddy Holly. Then on February 3rd, 1959, Buddy Holly was killed in a plane crash, along with Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper. More than a decade later, Don McLean was to call it The Day the Music Died in American Pie, a song dedicated to the memory of Buddy Holly. An even more personal tribute came from a close friend, who himself would later be killed in an auto crash.
Look up in the sky,
Eddie Cochran.
Up towards the north, there are three new stars, brightly shining forth. They're shining oh so bright from heaven above. Gee, we're gonna miss you. Everybody sends their love.
Well, Eddie was crying when he recorded it. He really was. He was in tears himself, and it was a tremendously moving thing to, you know, to be in the booth listening to it.
Eddie Cochran's producer, Jerry Capehart.
Three Stars was written about Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper. You recall they were killed in an airplane accident. Eddie was supposed to have been on that plane with him and wasn't, so he always felt that he was, I guess, on borrowed time at that point.
Gee, we're gonna miss you. Everybody sends their love.
The story of Buddy Holly's friend Eddie Cochran, next on The History of Rock and Roll. The History of Rock and Roll and Eddie Cochran.
I'm just a-sittin' in the balcony, just a-watchin' a movie. Or maybe it's a symphony, I wouldn't know. I don't care about the symphonies, those are cymbals and the timpani. I'm just a-sittin' in the balcony, on the very last row. I'll hold your hand and I'll kiss you too. But the feature's over, but we're not through. I'm just a-sittin' in the balcony, holding hands in the balcony, just a-sittin' in the balcony, on the very last row. Stop loving to watch Bugs Bunny, but he can't take the place of my honey. Just a sitting in the balcony, just a sitting in the balcony, on the very last row. Just a hugging and a kissing with my baby in the very last row.
Eddie Cochran and Sitting in the Balcony. Again, Eddie's producer, Jerry Capehart.
A friend. And myself playing on a cardboard box.
Back in 1958, Eddie cut his biggest hit, an anthem of teenage frustration.
Eddie came by my apartment, and we were having a rehearsal the evening before. Recording was scheduled the next day. So I said, well, why don't we write something? And so summer's coming. Okay, there's never been a blues song written about summer. So let's write a song, as I told him, called Summertime Blues. And so Eddie says, hey, he says, you know, he says, I've got this really great riff on the guitar. And that's the part of Summertime Blues where it goes, ta-ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta.
I'm a-gonna raise a fuss, I'm a-gonna raise a holler about a-working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I
never find vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Everything Eddie Cochran ever did in his life had to have humor in it or he wouldn't do it. For example, his favorite performer at that time was the Kingfish from the Amos and Andy days. And the low voice that you heard on Eddie's version of Summertime Blues was really his salute to the Kingfish.
Summertime Blues, which clocks in at just under 2 minutes, is often used as an example of the essence of rock and roll. Direct, natural, powerful communication through simple musical means.
I think Summertime Blues was really indicative of Eddie's image with his fans. I think that song gave him his individuality. We had no idea that his image would become what it has become. Eddie was, as you know, at the time of his death, he just really had become a superstar at that moment in time. It seems that he was just snatched away at the time that he made it. Had Eddie lived, he would have probably been as important a name in the industry as you could really mention today.
The 1960 car crash that claimed Eddie Cochran's life essentially ended the rockabilly era, the era of Buddy Holly and Gene Vincent. Their music was an outgrowth of hillbilly boogie, or as Carl Perkins would say, blues with a country beat. Another kind of country rock music was one that depended less on echo and special effects and more on pure roots country harmony. It was developed by two brothers, whose first number one record was banned by many radio stations. They said that the song was obscene.
Tell our friends as when they say, ooh la la, wake up, pretty Susie, wake up, pretty Susie. Well, I told you, Mama, that you'd be in by then. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, pretty Susie, wake up, pretty Susie. We gotta go home. Of a plot. We fell asleep by Goose's cooked our reputation. He shot. Wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your pop? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie.
Wake Up Little Susie by the Everly Brothers was originally banned in some parts of the country. Phil Everly recalls his reaction to the ban.
I think the whole thing was stupid. I meant, you know, that you could take the lyric and because they fell asleep in a drive-in theater that it's risque. I mean, you know, it's crazy. It really is crazy. Everybody knew what was going on at drive-ins. That's why they wanted to ban it. It's really what the deal was, but it wasn't a lot going on. Nothing went on much for me. I never had a lot of luck as a kid, never.
The Everly Brothers were born in Brownie, Kentucky, and made their first public appearance when Phil was 6 and Don was 8. Their parents were longtime country singers and had a radio show on which the boys often appeared. Here's one early broadcast from 1952.
Well,
tell a great big howdy-do to all of our good friends and neighbors. This is Dad Everly talking for the Everly family. And we're going to play and sing you some songs, neighbors. Family style, also country style. And we got the whole gang on deck. Mom, Don, baby boy Phil. And you know, Mom, we kind of ought to tell the folks just how old these youngsters are. Some of the folks probably don't know. And Don, our oldest boy, is 15 years old. Phil's 13. And of course, me and Mom, we quit telling our age a long time ago.
In 1957, the Everly Brothers launched their recording career. Their first successful record was a song that had been turned down by Elvis Presley and more than 30 other artists. Recalled by Phil Everly.
Bye bye love, bye bye happiness, cha-ching, cha-ching. Well, that's the first thing we recorded for Cadence, and Donald put an intro that he had invented for another song on the front of it. We went in and did it, and it's 3 hours later, you know, you're on your way.
Bye bye love, bye bye happiness, hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress, hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye the romance that might have been. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness, hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress, hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness, hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress, hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye.
Bye Bye Love from the Everly Brothers, whose style was rooted in country tradition. Two brothers singing in close harmony. They became rock stars almost by accident. Originally, the Everlys were signed by Cadence Records, a big pop label, to start a country division. But Bye Bye Love, a country record, was sent to pop radio stations without being marked country. Disc jockeys assumed it was rock and helped launch a rock and roll career. This string of hits for Don and Phil Everly.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? Until then, I'll always be devoted to you. Take a message to Mary, but don't tell her what I've done. Please don't mention the stagecoach and the shot from a careless gun.
Never felt like this until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya?
And so I beg you, let it be me. It makes me cry to see love die. So sad to watch good love go bad.
my pride, and I know how to hide all my sorrow and pain. I'll do my crying in the rain. That's old fashion, that's the way love should be.
Toll, the Everly Brothers had more than 24 top 40 hits and sold over 20 million records. In an interview conducted in 1958, the Everlys discussed their methods in the studio.
On our sessions, we have no written arrangements at all. It's done the more of a spontaneous thing by the musicians, and Phil and I, and Archie Blyer, and...
and whoever else wants to suggest
whoever else
something.
Wants to suggest something.
Next, an Everly Brothers classic, suggested and written in less than 15 minutes. We'll hear it in a moment when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues with a 1958 million seller for the Everlys.
Dream, 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 when I want you in my arms, when I want you and all your charms. All I have to do is dream, 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 dream when I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do dream, 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 dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. Why, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream.
In 1958, All I Have to Do is Dream became the second Everly Brothers record to hit number one. 2 years later, the Everlys reached number one a third time with a song Brother Don told us about by telephone.
Kathy's Clown was written in Nashville, Tennessee by myself and my brother, Phil. The idea I started with, I think, maybe was the thing that spurred the song. Of course, was the name Kathy, plus the Grand Canyon Suite. It's a dun da 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 da. In 1960, I remember being very relieved and happy that Kathy's Clown was such a smash and that I had written it. I felt it was one of the better records we'd ever made.
Don't want your love.
Here he comes, that's Kathy.
Don't you think it's kinda sad that you're treating me so bad? Or don't you even care?
Don't want your love anymore. Don't want your kisses, that's for sure. I die each time I hear this sound.
The Rich Everly harmony was so good that it almost sounded like a recording studio trick, but it wasn't. In 1961, they cut what many consider their all-time greatest performance, a classic called Ebony Eyes.
On a weekend pass, I wouldn't have had time to get home and marry that baby of mine. So I went to chaplain, and he authorized me to send for my ebony eyes. My ebony eyes was coming to me from out of the skies on flight 1203. In an hour I would whisper I do to my beautiful ebony eyes.
The plane was way overdue, so I went inside to the airline's desk and I said, "Sir, I wonder why 1203 is so late." He said, "Oh, they probably took off late. They may have run into some turbulent weather and had to alter their course." I went back outside and I waited at the gate and I watched the beacon light from the control tower as it whipped through the dark ebony skies as if it were searching for... And then came the announcement over the loudspeaker. Those having relatives or friends on flight number 1203, please report to the chapel across the street at once.
Then I felt a burning break deep inside, and I knew the heavenly ebony skies had taken my life's most wonderful prize. My beautiful ebony eyes. If I ever get to heaven, I'll bet the first angel I'll recognize, she'll smile at me, and I know she will be my beautiful.
The Everly Brothers and Ebony Eyes from 1961. They started in country and wound up as rock and roll stars. Phil Everly.
Rock and roll really is an extension of country music, you know, and Buddy Holly, Jimmy Bowen, Buddy Knox, and Don and I, Elvis Presley. That was that whole country rock contingent that brought a lot of the sound out.
In the early 60s, those country rock names were joined by another, that of a one-time geology student from Wink, Texas. His appearance seemed all wrong for a rock star. Pale skin, thick glasses, and a stage act that consisted of just standing there and wailing some of the most mournful ballads in the history of rock and roll. They called him the Big O, the Man in Black, and he sang only for the lonely.
Dum, dum, dum. only the lonely.
Only the Lonely by Roy Orbison.
The recording session for Only the Lonely was arranged by Anita Kerr, and I used, in the voices, I used a fella who helped me write the song, Joe Melson, and he also did a few of the Dum Dum Dumby Doo Wahs.
Roy Orbison got into music at the age of 6 when his father, an oil company foreman, gave him his first guitar. Roy formed a band in high school, the Wink Westerners, to raise money for college. He didn't take music seriously, though, until after his arrival at the University of North Texas. There he met Pat Boone and Buddy Holly, both of whom were into a new kind of music.
The style was called rockabilly, for some reason or the other. But it was what we thought was pure rhythm and blues.
In 1964, Roy came up with his biggest hit.
Don't make me cry, pretty woman. I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see?
Woman from Roy Orbison. Coming up, superstars of the late 50s as the history of rock turns back the clock to 1957.